Jensen Emmerich for the three, right wing. This one's no good. Cody Slansky brings in the rebound. Goes down the baseline. He's rejected by the rim. And it's rebound brought in by Dylan Wader and the Lakers. Sheridan for three, right wing. This one's no good. Rebound out of bounds. White jersey ball.
It's a little too early for the barrage of threes.
Yes. Good look, though.
Yeah, it was good, very good look.
Just don't get comfortable out there. So out there for the Lakers, we have Dylan Wader inbounding, Hunter Keim and Mason Dubes on the blocks. High posts on the elbows would be Garrett Bowles and Anthony Sheridan. Inbound to Dubes, and he barely hangs on to it before falling out of bounds. Sheridan left wing. Back to Garrett Bowles. Out there for the Hatchets, we have Souls, Keaton Brown. For the three, Dylan Wader takes it. This one's no good. Rebound ripped down by a Bad Axe jersey, but he tripped and lost his footing, and he's going to be called for the travel. That's Keaton Brown. That's the 12th turnover tonight for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Lakers has 9. Inbound to Garrett Bowles once again.
Little urgency now.
Anthony Sheridan right elbow against Jack Clancy. Back to Mason Dubes. It's a screen from Wader. Nothing on the give and go. So now Sheridan goes down the baseline off the glass. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. And we may have just seen the last of Michael Messing tonight. That is correct. So Michael Messing, 5 points, 5 fouls, making it count. I like the effort.
Good job to the senior.
Something very stoic about falling out, John. I'll never forget JV basketball in like 2003. Michael Meisner fouled out with 7 minutes left in the third quarter.
Wasn't leaving anything to chance, was he?
He picked up 3 fouls in like a matter of 30 seconds. We couldn't get it out in time. Anthony Sharon's first free throw is good. He has 11 points. And now it's an 8-point ball game suddenly. Dylan Wader, Garrett Bowles sit down. Hunter Keim, Hunter Crone check in. Ethan Wisner, Sawyer Kozefka also out there. Sheridan's shooting his second free throw. And it's good. It's a 7-point ball game. 41-34. Bad Axe leads by just 7 points now. It's a 7-0 run for the Lakers. Cody Slask at the left elbow, down to the baseline. Jump shot from Jensen Emmerich makes it count for two. Emmerich with a quiet night, but he still has 5. Now back out to a 9-point lead, 43-34, and we have a whistle on the other end, and this will send Ethan Wisner to the free throw line for two shots.
Now, Wisner is a good foul shooter. He's been trying to get to the line the whole night.
Yes, he has. Second foul against Keaton Brown. Team's 5th, 6th, actually. Ethan Wisner at the free throw line, shooting 2. And it's good. His first points of the night, actually. Brings it back down to an 8-point game. Keaton Brown sits down. Out there for the Lakers, or for the Bad Axe Hatchets, Cody Slansky, Jensen Emmerich, Jack Clancy. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought in by Ethan Kent, who just checked in. Aaron Soles also out there. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's an 8-point game, 43-35. Check that, a 10-point game. As Aaron Soles dives inside the lane, the finger roll is good for 2 points. We have a whistle, and Lakers are going to go back to the free throw line for 1-1. Anthony Sheridan was fouled by number 4. Ethan Kent is first. Team 7th, single bonus. 10-point game, 45-35, 3:37 left in the fourth. Anthony Sheridan back to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. He's 2-for-3 on the night, and can't get it to fall. Rebound brought in by Cody Zelaski. 3.5 left in the fourth. Souls inside the lane. The floater is up. This one's good.
I love that.
He has a game. He has a sweet spot there, and he knows where it is. 12-point lead now. 3:18 left. 47-35. Ethan Wisner in the lane does exactly the same move. And it counts for two. He has 3 points. Back to a 10-point game. 37 for Lakers, 47 for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
3 minutes to go.
Inside the lane, Cody Zelaski is mugged. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. 2:56 left in the fourth. Lakers a little too late to the ball and elevated and came down on him. Foul goes against number 15, Hunter Crone. That's his second, team's fourth. Cody Zelaski at the free throw line shooting two. He's 4 for 4. From the charity stripe, all coming in that second quarter. He has 11 points. Free throws up, and it's no good. Second free throw. Yes. 1 for 2 in the trip. 11-point lead, 48-37. Inside the lane, Anthony Sheridan on the give and go from Ethan Wisner in for 2 points. He has 14, and we have a timeout called by Eric Wisner and the Lakers with 2:44 left in the fourth. 48-39, Bad Axe by 9 points in the WLW Sports Network.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Cody Zelaski having a big fourth quarter. He has 6 points. Anthony Sheridan goes in the lane. It is tipped away. Rebound brought in by Keaton Brown for the Bad Axe Hatchets, and we're going the other way. It's 50-39. Bad Axe by 11 points. Cody Zelaski's shot no good from the left block. Gets his own rebound, though. And we have a foul called against the Lakers. That could have been easily a jump ball as well. Foul goes against number 20. Logan Carlson Russell, his second, team's fifth. Bad X ball on their own baseline. Anthony Sheridan sits down. 2:03 left in the fourth. Dylan Wainer back in. Jack Clancy inbounds to the right block, and it's stolen away by Lakers. Dylan Wainer scoops it up. That's 14 turnovers for the blue and gold tonight. Top of the key, Logan Carlson Russell trailing by 11 points. The green and white. Wainer to the high post to Crone. Puts it on the floor over to Kozefka. Opposite wing to the left side. Back to Wainer in the corner. Dribbling around the perimeter. Back to Sir Kozefka in the left corner. Now still dribbling around that perimeter. Same spot down the low post to Crone. To Wainer back outside to Carlson Russell. Ethan Wisner will take the three top of the key, and it's no good. Rebound brought in by Keaton Brown in the Hatchets. Good ball movement for Lakers. Just didn't fall that time. 50-39, 11-point lead with 80 seconds left in regulation. We have a whistle away from the ball. And this will go against Ethan Wisner, pushing Cody Zelaski down. That's his second, team sixth.
Well, they have none to give anymore.
Minute 20 left. 50-39, Jack Clancy will inbound for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Winner will go on to play Ubley in our second game on Wednesday. Jensen Emmerich dribbling at the free throw line to Keaton Brown at the right wing against Carlson Russell. 70 seconds left. Cody Zelaski is fouled around the perimeter by Ethan Wisner once again. Starting to make it personal. That's his third, team seventh, so this will put Cody Zelaski to the